My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Browns coach will be having a press conference and maybe a special guest in studio during the noon hour.
We are hot on these special guests just happen to be popping into the studio.
I'm Jeff Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship, and Hody's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. If you happened to see the video released by the Browns with the look at what they're envisioning for a new home in Brook Park, why wouldn't you want that here?
You have to argue with me.
I think it's that simple.
They had me at ice rink outside. When I saw the ice rink outside, I was sold. I'm done. I don't know. To me, it's not a. It doesn't even look like a dome.
It's an indoor facility.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah. The city barely put up a fight last week with that proposal they put in. Can we please just admit that? City's like, we don't want to be landlords anymore. And I don't blame them. I do understand the whole notion that Mayor Bibb doesn't want to be the mayor that lost the team to the suburbs. The suburbs that the city of Cleveland created by doing a land swap for the IX Center. That was Cleveland land. I mean, I started looking through some of the responses yesterday. In particular, I was looking through Daryl's because Daryl had it out yesterday on social media. And there were a lot of people who are against it. And then in the back of my mind, I started thinking, well, you know what? Was it 48-49% of the people thought Gateway was a bad idea at the time? 48-49% thought Gateway was a bad idea. Have you used the ballpark? Have you ever gone there?
They didn't think it was a bad idea necessarily.
Well, they didn't want to have a Syntax for it.
They didn't want to pay for it with a Syntax.
So they didn't want it. They didn't want it.
Well, no, they didn't want to pay for it with a Syntax.
A vote against the Syntax was a vote against the stadium. It was.
No, a vote against the Syntax was a vote against the Syntax.
You can look at it the way you want to. Well, and by the way, I didn't think it was fair that if you drink or smoke within the Cuyahoga County borders, that you were the ones that had to pay for it. But it also, you know, I don't know. I just look at this whole thing. I think about it's forward thinking, which I know is very difficult for this city. Very difficult to think forward. Think forward of having a new redeveloped lakefront that might be able to be used for more things than we've ever thought of. A lakefront that could be developed that we've been talking about since we were kids. Ooh, what can they do on the lakefront? How come they can't get rid of the airport? Why can't they do this? Why can't they do that? So I just think... There is a world of opportunity there that is just sitting out there. I think about all the people that get hired to build said stadium. All those building trades people they need to make that happen. All the people they're going to need to make it happen. Like you're like, oh, I feel bad for the folks that work at the stadium now that might not have a job if they moved to the because on game day. Wait a minute. They still have game day operations. So those jobs still exist. Again, we're talking about a building that's used 15 times a year at best. we can do better. We can do better. And when I saw the layout yesterday, I'm like, okay, here it is. It's right there in front of you. Here's your opportunity to grow. Look at Columbus. Look at what Columbus has done since 2000. You know, we used to sit here in Cleveland and have our noses in the air and go, oh, it's Cowtown, Cowtown. You think it's Cowtown now? Drive through Columbus and tell me it's Cowtown. It's not. Especially when Intel moves in there. It's not.
Can I make this judgment that this based on the release of a video about the new facility and no release of a renovation plan for the old place? Do we know which way the Browns want to go?
Yeah, we've known for...
Okay. You know, I mean, this is... It's pretty,
I think the Browns ultimately...
It's pretty clear, right? They say they're still deciding. Isn't this a pretty clear indication which way they want to go?
Yes. There's no question. This is what they want to do. Yeah. I think the majority of season ticket holders and fans want to do this. They want to go in that direction. They would like this. Again, and I hear all these people, well, it's a weather thing. It's a weather thing. Really? How many of you showed up for that Saints game when it was 6 degrees? Because I remember them shutting down the upper deck because they didn't have enough people up there. They felt that they'd be safer if they sat in the lower deck and we all sat together and got warm. It was a disaster. And who had the advantage in that game? Nobody. Nobody. The ultimate choice for me is to have a dome stadium within the city limits downtown. I totally get it. I understand it. And I know what it means for the city. And I know what it means in that aspect. But by the same token, it doesn't seem like the city has that kind of land to offer the Browns. And I just, you look at the fact that they're already restructuring the freeway system out there, which isn't even a part of this project. It's a part of the airport revitalization. I don't know. It just seems too easy to me. But I know there are going to be people that don't want it, and I get it, and I respect your opinion. I do. I just don't agree with it.
Barry is in Traverse City, Michigan. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Barry.
Hey guys. Good morning. Love the show on Odyssey. I can get it all the way up here in northern Michigan.
Very cool. Hey,
thank you.
A couple quick points. A couple weeks ago, I was vacationing in Wisconsin, and my brother-in-law took me over to Green Bay to show me everything there is around Lambeau Field now.
Yep.
And it's very cool. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And you would have thought you were at an amusement park. The number of people that were there on a August afternoon, going to the restaurants, all the parks that for kids and stuff. They've got a full-size grass field for kids to play on and stuff. And that's in Little Green Bay. It's. I know Dan is sitting back there just salivating right now that I'm talking about Green Bay. But
did you play Hammerschlagen?
The little comment hurt a little, but that's okay.
That's true.
But there's a restaurant inside the stadium that we went to that day. So it's think big. And another thing, Lambeau Field is not in the city of Green Bay. It's across the street of Lombardi Avenue, and it's in a different town than Green Bay. So
then how do they call it Green Bay? It should be called, exactly. What is it? What is the city that it's actually in? I don't even know.
Dan would probably know. My brother-in-law told me what the name of it is, but it's. But nobody in Dallas worries that the Cowboys are in Arlington.
Thank you very much,
I'm sorry,
Barry.
The Giants and Jets play where? New Jersey. Thank you.
Exactly. Somebody get over. And one last thing is that at Brook Park, once you do the stadium, and obviously that's a huge investment and stuff, but once private enterprise takes over what's going to happen around that whole area there, that will be amazing. And it'll be something that Cleveland can be proud of. I mean, the lakefront isn't going to go away, and that's hugely valuable real estate, but Brook Park will be something that I, as a 35-year season ticket holder,
Who travels from Traverse City to come to the games?
Well, I lived in Cincinnati for a long time.
Still, you came up from Cincinnati. I mean, that's a commitment. That is a commitment, my friend. Yes.
It was for a long, long time. Anyways, you guys do a great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
all right,
Barry.
SoFi Stadium, by the way, the new palace for the NFL.
Inglewood. Yeah.
Nobody calls them the Inglewood Rams.
Jeff, they should be called. We should call all these teams by their right name.
Maybe the Chargers should be the Inglewood Chargers.
Yes.
Ken's in Berea. That might help the Chargers. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Ken, you with us?
Ken. Oh, Ken.
Ken, I'm putting you back on hold just in
case. You're so nice, Jeff.
I know I am. Mike is in Lorain. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. This is what the thing is. All right, Haslam, right?
Haslam.
Yeah.
If he right. So he does not get all the money. They better like deal with him, or he has to put up a lot of money for the stadium.
Yeah, where are because you? Where have you been? Hey, Mike, before you say anything, he's looking at $2.8 billion between the new stadium and Berea
and the renovations so around the stadium
that he's putting in.
Yes,
that he's putting in.
Yeah. Yes,
$2.8 billion of
their between the two projects. Yes.
What's the entire cost of the two projects?
I'm just looking in front of me.
The stadium is like.
Didn't this guy? In his business dealings, this guy got cited for price gouging during a hurricane, right? Come on.
So, Mike, do you just not want the stadium, or you just don't want to? So, Mike, let me ask you. No matter what, Mike, who's putting $2 billion into our economy right now? Anybody?
What's the total cost?
The clinic?
The Browns plan to pay for half of the new stadium.
Half of it.
All right. No. Then they pay for 75. Pay for 75.
Well, it could end up being that much because they said they would pay for the overruns. Who knows?
It's 6% of the total cost. They pay.
They said they would pay for the overruns, too. That was the other part.
Mike, you know that's probably unrealistic, right?
75-25.
So, Mike, but I mean, you realize that there's still money coming back, right? I mean, there's taxes on all that stuff. That's our money.
Dude,
that tax money comes back.
After study, these projects don't do anything for your economy. They don't. You like break even if anything. It's not some. You're not going to get some windfall. Read some like literature, you know.
Mike, I've read all that stuff. Mike, you know what you could do though. I mean, Mike, you have an option. Mike,
what?
Well, first of all, you live in Lorain County, so you're not going to feel any of this, right? Are you live in Lorain, right?
I also live in Cuyahoga County. I have a residence in Cuyahoga County.
Oh, okay. So your taxes, though, then your taxes go to Cuyahoga County. Is that what you're saying?
It's the principle of the thing.
Oh, okay.
This guy is a billionaire. Right. He can show up.
Oh, man.
All right, Mike.
Someone's got to make money somewhere along the way.
Are we allowed to?
Lorain County Mike's telling you how you should spend your money in Cuyahoga County.
Well, seriously. Do you expect, and I would love this, but it's not the way things really work. Would you love the owner of your team to pay for the entire facility,
his or herself? You're going to end up paying for it. In the end, you'll end up paying for it.
If you want to go see a game, it's going to be $500.
Go look at Columbus and what happened with the Blue Jackets, right? They tried to pass so that the taxpayers would pay for the original arena that ended up there. And they said no. They said no. So what happened? That all the big time entrepreneurs in Columbus got together and said, "Okay, we'll do this, and we're going to pay for the arena too." Ticket prices through the roof because you're going to end up paying for it in beer, and you're going to end up paying for it in tickets and all that. But I got to tell you, they got an unbelievable arena. Nationwide's one of the nicest arenas I've ever been in.
It's a really nice arena,
and
yeah, it's really nice.
When they built it, they came in under cost and before it was even due. So before time. What am I trying to say? Before the deadline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Folks, did you see the video? If not, you should go look at it. But if you've seen it, why wouldn't you want that in our town? I don't understand. I also don't understand Mike's thought. You're going to have to pony up for this. But the Haslams are ponying up half of it. Man, that sounds legit, and it sounds pretty fair. In this day and age in pro sports, that sounds like a fair deal. How does it feel to you, Browns fans? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.